This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, also heard on the Odyssey app, free app for your phone. Along with Carson and producer Schmidl, I love this little study here, Jamie.
Yeah.
This is something where a company put together a list of 6,700 comments from men. And they ask men who can't find a partner and remain single for most of their lives what reason they have for that happening. For them not to have a relationship, for them not to get married, for whatever, you know, for whatever reason. And I love what they came up with, because with the top five.
Well, but can I ask you, but what does that mean? Like, they weren't in a relationship or they didn't get married? Because there's like two.
Both. Both. They stay single. They okay. stay single most of their life.
But, they're in relationships. And they just don't get married?
No. Why they can't find a partner.
Okay, that's different than not getting married. Because I dated somebody for 7 years that wouldn't get married.
Yeah, okay. All right, this is why they can't find a partner. And Spadil, I don't know why you come to mind, but you do. Okay?
It's fair.
I'm just saying that's fair, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not in a relationship.
No.
Since we've known you, you've been in like one. I mean, you've had a fling or two here and there.
Yeah.
But you've been in one relationship, and she dumped you like a hot potato, right?
Yes. Wow.
I mean, she did.
Well, he's right.
He's right.
Okay, can we just remember that he cried?
I know he did. But I think he's over it now.
Okay.
So I think he's good.
Okay.
I think, you know, you get over it after, you know, a period of time.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, here are the top five reasons.
Like it's a little new, but
the top five reasons, and Schmidl, this doesn't necessarily pertain to you, but I just think of you, okay? All right, the top five reasons, according to men, why they can't find a partner and they stay single. First of all, you have poor flirting skills.
Remember, we even had Carson try to teach him some game about the girl at the gym.
He was getting hit on by multiple women at the gym, and you couldn't seal the deal.
He did, because you said he doesn't have any game, right?
Yeah.
At the gym, he's just like, thank you.
Yep. That's,
he gets nervous.
Right?
Yeah, I get in my own way.
That's number five, okay? That's number five. I'm working my way up to what's number one here, okay? Number four is no interest in a relationship.
I definitely have an interest in a relationship.
He wants to get married and have babies.
That's really sad.
He wants to get married and have babies.
That's sad.
He's like pink. Sad. He's always dreamed of it.
Yeah. But if you say you have no interest in a relationship, then nobody can judge you on that. But if you have all interest in a relationship and you don't have a relationship, that's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad for you.
I think he knows that.
Well, I want to reiterate.
Okay.
Let me say it again. It's sad. Yeah. It's really sad. Yeah. Number three. A low effort. You put in no effort.
Yeah, I would say I put in no
effort.
Think
about Schmidl. He's at the gym. Two girls have hit on him. Carson was witness to it. And he just, they said, hey, you're looking good. Wow, you're amazing. He's like, thank you.
And he just walked away.
Yeah. And then you can't put a lot of effort into being social if you're in a basement playing video games.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I get in my own way. Like when I'm flirting with people, or like when the opportunity arises, I'm like, well, I could say this. And then I'm like, no, she's going to think that's stupid. Well, I could say this. No, she's going to think that's stupid. And I just do that until there's nothing to say. And then I just am awkward and weird.
I would love to be a fly on the wall and watch you flirt with somebody.
Carson saw it. He doesn't.
It's awkward.
He just awkwardly walks away.
But I'm just saying that I'd like to be that fly on the wall if you gave it effort. If you you did do it, I'd just like to see how uncomfortable it is for you. All right. Number two, remember, these are reasons that, guys have given. This is 6,700 men that responded here. The reasons why they can't find a partner. Number two, low self-esteem.
But we're working on that. Listen, we are working on that. And you are working out at Vasa. Because of Vasa, you're getting amazing self-esteem because of your teeth, right?
Yeah, I feel like the teeth thing, the hair, you know, ET Denver, go there if you need some hair extensions. If you need some teeth, like, go to perfectteeth.com. If you need some muscles, go to Vasa. And all this stuff is helping me feel more confident.
I agree with that. Boy. Yeah. Right. I agree, because you have been a little full of yourself, especially yesterday.
I feel like you haven't totally kicked in yet, though.
Well, with we just got to get him a tan.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
I keep meaning to bring that sun lamp.
There's more work to be done with you.
It's a work in progress. Yeah. That's what life is.
Yeah.
All right. And the number one reason why men state they can't find a partner, because they're just damn ugly.
I don't think I'm ugly.
No, I never said you were. No, I never said
you're
any of these pretend.
Absolutely not ugly.
No. So. But that's the number one reason
those
men
people
gave.
Are probably in their own heads. You know?
I just find it interesting that they said, well, it's because I'm ugly.
Either that or one past relationship, or they went up to a girl and was like, nah, you're too ugly for me.
Or that was Powerball Pete.
Yeah. just looked in a mirror. That's all it takes.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.